YY News. A former homicide detective could spend more than 5 years in prison after being found guilty of coercing testimony from a suspect in a murder the man didn't commit and then lying about it on the witness stand. District Attorney Larry Krasner says ex-Philadelphia homicide detective James Pitts beat a confession out of Obina Onaya, and despite his innocence, Onaya spent 11 years behind bars.
It is my hope that this conviction lifts up every good and honest police officer in the city of Philadelphia and around the country, and reminds every police officer who might be tempted to commit crimes with a uniform on, reminds them that there's a consequence, and that consequence in the case of Detective James Pitts is not just the end of his career, it is 32 to 64 months in state prison.
DA Larry Krasner. New Jersey and Delaware have joined a lawsuit against the Trump administration over its decision to cut health and science funding to universities and research institutions. Here's WHYY's Nicole Leonard.
The National Institutes of Health under the Trump administration told universities and research institutions last week that it will now cap funding for indirect project costs. These are things like facility and administrative expenses. Under the new rules, the cap would be 15%, but many universities use far more for overhead costs. Local academic leaders say they rely on that money to carry out research on HIV, Alzheimer's, genetic conditions, and other diseases. New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Platkin calls the funding cuts reckless and illegal.
I heard from a lot of our institutions that this was an existential threat to them, and it happened overnight with no warning, in violation of the law, and without consideration for the harms it would cause.
Platkin and other attorneys general say the Trump administration is violating a federal law that provides protections for indirect cost payments. A federal judge in Boston has temporarily blocked the new funding limits, and a court date is set for later this month. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.
Sports: Sixers meet the Raptors at home tonight. It's